Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi, this is Yvonne.
And this is Z.
Together we're Yvonne and Z.
Welcome to our podcast.
Yes, welcome back. So how's everything?
Oh, it's wonderful. It's hot outside, I'll tell you that.
I'll tell you, it's been really, really hot. I'll tell you, my summer's been full, though. I really have. I've been really trying to do something with Tatiana every weekend. And this weekend, we took a ride down to Wildwood. We went to Wildwood last week. I mean, the weekend before then, too. But we went to, we got on the rides, and she dragged me on every scary ride there was. And then it was one ride. She was like, I don't know if I want to get on this one. I'm like, huh, you don't drag me on everything else. We're doing this one. So we got on this ride. She said, I don't do loop-de-loops because it makes you go upside down and everything. And yeah. I said, well, you're doing loop-de-loops today. So we got on the ride, and then she said, oh, that wasn't even that scary. I want to go again. So
we went to go again,
and I was out of tickets, so I had to go reload my car. When I came back, the guy said, oh, we're having some technical difficulties with the ride. I said, what? He was like, yeah, it's like shaking, and it wasn't supposed to be shaking. I said, Todd, we're done with this ride today. We're not going to be a statistic. So we were done with that after that. I was like, oh, my God. But she was so disappointed because it was like the scariest ride there, and she wanted to ride it. But after that, we was like, forget it.
Okay, well, that's good. Let's see what I did. Nothing.
Didn't you have something to do? Did you? Was it this week you did the party or something? And you had some parties or something you were doing?
Oh, yeah, a birthday party. A birthday party. She turned 69. Friend of my mother's. Wow. Yes, she turned 69, and you know what's going on out in the world. You know, you get a mask, and I had like a shield and a mask, and everybody I think was looking at me like something was wrong with me.
Why,
and
I was like, they weren't masked up.
Some of them wasn't, and I was like, you need the triple. That's why I had the shield. That's the triple. Because you want to be free with your germs. And then it was like more people come, no mask, baby, no mask.
Oh, my God.
Little kid, no mask. There was like a lot of them, no mask. I gathered up myself and got in my car. But the scariest thing that happened to me was this huge spider.
What?
I don't know what kind of, like a tree spider. You know how outside in the woods, because that's where they live at.
I don't do spiders and I don't do snakes.
Well, I didn't do spiders either, but I got the heck out of there. That was my call for saying it's time for you to leave.
Oh, my God.
And me and the spider, you know, the spider left. I got rid of the spider and I left. And I thought to myself, I will not be going to her house at dark ever again out there in the woods.
Oh, I do not blame you.
And you know what I did? That I'm so proud of myself.
What'd you do?
I went to yoga.
You did yoga?
In the park.
Oh, my God. How was that?
It was wonderful. It was wonderful. My cousin, he's learning how to do class or whatever, so he had to train. Uh-huh. So he had like a free training, and it was outside in the park. So I gathered up my yoga mat, you know, once I took it off out the plastic. Uh-huh. I had for 2 years.
Oh, you broke it in on this one, huh?
So, and I went there, and I couldn't do some of the things, and the owner of the company, she showed me what to do, since I couldn't do what they say, dogwood style, and I don't know.
Oh, so you did a modified version of it?
Yeah, the modified.
Then I did. Okay.
And I lasted the whole hour.
Oh, wow, that's great.
Yes.
Jeez.
Yes.
I'll come with you next time or something.
Yeah.
I never took a yoga class, but always wanted to. I just don't like getting on the floor, but I'll do it.
If I can get up off that floor, that ground, but I wasn't getting on gracefully. You know how people just get up on gracefully? No. I was here she go, roll around.
Roll, crawl to the bench, and then pull yourself up.
So that made me feel good. So I said, I can do it. I can do it.
Well, that's good. That's good.
Yeah. So that was my weekend. Other than that.
Yeah. So this weekend, I think she's going to her father's house. And then next weekend, we want to go to Great Adventure. And I didn't want to go to Great Adventure because it's so far. It's like an hour and a half away from here. Mm-hmm. And then I'm not worrying about it being expensive, but it's just that it's scary rides. Like, I have to be her riding partner because her friends just don't seem to show up for her. So I have to be that person to ride these rides. And I am not trying to kill myself on the roller coasters, but we're going to do it. And we'll see how that, I have to tell you about that next time then.
Yes. Great Adventure. That was when I stopped getting on rides because people wanted to play. I didn't like that swing. It was this pirate one with that swinging one, and that just did me in. I was in the back. Ugh, no.
We did that on in Wildwood, and when it goes all the way up, you actually coming out of your seat. We did get on one ride. I don't forget what it was called, and they put the harness over top of you. And I'm very claustrophobic, like extremely claustrophobic. Tot's not so bad, but she pulled it down too tight on her, and she was freaking out. And then I was talking to her, and she was like, can you just stop talking to me for a minute? I'm like really freaking out. I said, so the guy came by. I said, could you unloosen this so she can breathe? And he went back to the controls, and where I pulled mine down, he did something, and it came down tighter, like it sealed it, and it came tighter on her. I said, no, you have to let us off. And he had an attitude, but I'm like, I don't care. I'm getting off this ride. So he let us off, and we got out of there. And I said, you know what? I can't do this kind of stuff. I felt too closed in. But I don't know. Some of these rides are just crazy.
Well, it won't be. Not me. Oh, you good, Grandma. You good. Yeah, I'll be like trying to find a cousin, somebody. We're gonna have to go with group with somebody have a kid.
I tried, and I don't know what's on. These kids just ain't showing up, and I'm paying their way, and they're not showing up. So I don't know what's going on. Yeah.
Well, so what else happened this weekend that you found fun and exciting, or what else happened to you?
That's about all that happened this weekend. I did make a video and put it on my TikTok, and then somebody made the comment that y'all always doing something every weekend. And I'm like, yeah, that's the whole point. During summertime, that's what we do. We plan something every weekend. We'll have carnival night, or we have amusement park night, or beach night, or something like that. We pick a day, a weekend, what we're going to do. And like, today is so nice and I am off. I would like to just hop up and go to the beach, but I don't know. I got some things to do today, so we'll see how that happens. But yeah, I just like this. If I had my way, I'd be down to the beach all summer.
Oh, so you need to purchase you a beach house.
Yes. Oh, girl, I would love a beach house. Anybody got a beach house they want to rent for the weekend? Let us know.
I know my kids, when they were younger, and we was in the Girl Scout. The Girl Scout troop leader had like a trailer down there by the shore.
Oh, really?
And she would take my, she would take my kids down there with her to the beach house. And they would have fun. They, you know, they enjoyed their time with her, and they came back and they was telling me about it. I said, yeah, that's nice. And then, you know, they went to the beach and they did stuff at night. But, you know, my kids was in Girl Scouts the whole time.
Oh, okay.
When they was young, until they was teenagers. And one of them, she didn't like it. But I was like, no, you want to sell them cookies. We're going to do this because this is the only thing you're going to get. This is the only vacation y'all gonna get with the Girl Scouts, because I'm not driving. Oh, they went to New York on a horse farm. It was just
wonderful. They did a lot of things.
Oh yeah, they sold them cookies.
Oh wow,
they made friends, like the brownie said, to the end, whatever. I know the songs, but right now, daisies on the way up.
Wow. I listened to a podcast where a girl said she was selling Girl Scout cookies, and the cookies came early, and her mom had them in the garage, and every night she would sneak in there and use her library card and open up the cookies and eat a box of cookies, and she sealed it back up with empty boxes, and then her mom busted her because she left her library card inside the boxes. I was cracking up. It was one of the podcasts I was listening to.
Oh, wow. I know them cookies. Ain't nobody even, they didn't sneak. My kids just busting them open. And I'm like, do y'all know I have to pay for this? I think I paid for two cases from one of my daughters being greedy.
That would be me. Because I can't be around them things.
My dad would buy a case of shortbread. Every time Girl Scouts. Yep, he would buy a case of shortbread and some other cookies from the girls. And then I thought he was eating them. He was giving it to his lady friend.
Oh.
So I was like, oh, wow, them was the days. No more Girl Scout days here. Yep.
So what have you been eating for dinner? Like, what, any kind of anything that you, good you've been having?
Beets.
Oh, you've been eating beets?
Yeah, my blood pressure was high. And I switched right to beets. Regular beets. Fresh beets.
Oh.
And I, what else did I eat? I can't say it. Quinoa, but I did the boil bag, but I boiled in the bag because it was quick and hurried. So I had that and some vegetables. You know, I like Brussels sprouts and spinach.
Oh, you've been eating a lot of healthy stuff.
Yeah, on this podcast, I'm eating healthy. But that's what I got in the house. Now, last night, our roommate, she made macaroni and cheese with instead of your like with cheddar cheese and all the other things. She made, what expensive cheese was that? She said it has an odor to it.
Gouda.
Yep. Gouda.
Oh,
it was $10. She said for a block.
How was it? That was it good?
Yeah, it was good. It was good. Once I put pepper on it.
Oh, okay. You had to season it up a little bit.
Yeah, but it was good.
I have been obsessed with cherries. Like, I don't care how much they cost. I buy two bags at a time. I've been eating cherries. I eat them all day. I eat them all night. Like, I have been obsessed. I'm riding in the car. I got them in the car. I'm like, what is this? I've never eaten cherries like this. I've been eating cherries nonstop. Like, I don't, so this today I'm like, I'm cherry rehab. And I'm like, no, I'm not going to get any. Not going to get any. So I went to the store and I'm proud of myself because I did not buy any. And I've been eating zucchini boats. Like, I have been obsessed with zucchini boats. And today I went to the store to get zucchini boats. They had no zucchini. So I just bought everything else. And also I've been eating portobello pizzas. Like, I make the portobello mushroom, gut it out, put some pizza sauce and some mozzarella cheese, piece of seasoning. And I've been eating that. And I did buy the zucchini. I mean, the portobello mushrooms. I did buy the portobello mushrooms, but I want some more zucchini boats because I take them and I use ground chicken and season it up with a little onion and pepper and then put some cheese on it. Ugh, they're so good and they're filling. So I definitely want to make some more.
Well, I'm going to have to get back to where I was, where I wasn't eating the food that's cooked here and eating when they go out, like, they call me up. Oh, I'm going to Cold Stone. They know I ain't got no money, right?
You have a Cold Stone near you? They close ours up.
No, we got a Cold Stone. She said, what you want? I said, well, bananas are good. And of course, you know, I'm not supposed to be eating ice cream or nothing like that, but I'm like, banana.
Okay.
I got to get back to where I was because I'll be rolling around again.
We don't want that.
So I said, nope, I'm going to start going upstairs at 4 o'clock in my room.
Let's talk about shopping in the middle of this pandemic. I tell you, I haven't really bought her anything because we haven't been anywhere. Usually we go to a couple of stores that she like, but we did go to, I know I had bought her some Reebok sneakers and she was like, not even happy with them because she was like, no, we don't wear them. They wear Nikes and stuff. And I'm like, what? Now she says, oh, they don't wear Nikes. So we got her some, she found some Guess sneakers and I ain't not mad at her. One pair was $37. I told her, oh, you can get another pair. And the next pair was $29. I was like, there you go. And she loves them. And I love them too. I said, she can go back and get another pair. So I like it when they don't like the real expensive stuff just because everybody else is wearing it.
Well, all I know is Payless was where my kids went shopping. I can care less what they say. I said, my money, they got one expensive sneaker for school. One of them, she liked Nikes. No matter what anybody wore, she liked Nikes. So every year she would pick Nikes. Now, my other daughter, she would get Vans or some kind of shoe that you wouldn't even, that's not, no one else wearing it but her. But they were an expensive one. And that was it. All the rest of the time was at Payless. I couldn't, that was all I could do. I said, that's all. I know they wanted expensive stuff. So now they work and they get what they want. I know, but I know you was happy that she picked those.
Oh, I was so happy. I was like, you're going to have to, I'm saying to myself, I was actually saying, you know what? You really can go get another pair because they were on sale.
and 2 ounces.
Yes, and I did get her. We ended up going to her store, and she ended up getting 4 shirts from there and stuff. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, you know, she's a good girl. She doesn't ask for a lot.
Why you ain't take her out to the outlets?
Because I wasn't really shopping like that. We was just going in and coming out, and the outlets is all the way down that city, and I ain't fully going. I never go to the
outlets out here. Gloucester County outlets.
You know what? I've never even been there.
No, it's only 15 minutes away.
Oh, well, maybe I have to check that out next time then.
Yep. Really far? It's not far. But when you were saying about shopping, my cousin told me his dad took them shopping and they went to Cowtown.
They went, we used to do that as kids. We used to get our stuff in there too.
And I was like, what? I said, my mom loved Kmart.
And my mom liked JCPenney's.
Oh, what? JCPenney's was a stuff up. Y'all was rich back then. JCPenney's.
And don't let that Christmas catalog come in. You remember the Christmas catalog? Oh, yeah. My God.
We only got to look at it.
Yeah, we did too. We just, we would fight over that catalog and make our Christmas list. And, oh, man, I missed that. Like, we did. But she would get all our clothes from Penny's and everything. And it's just easy to pick what you want, and they always fit. You never had to take anything back.
Yeah. My mom, with us, it was Kmart. With my kids, with my mom, with my daughters, it was Sears. I was like, what? Yeah. They get Sears, and I got Kmart. Now, yes. My mom would buy them that stuff for school. Yep. Those are the days. And me, it's flip-flop time, too. Do you wear a lot of flip-flops?
I wear flip-flops in the house every day. Like, all year round, I wear flip-flops. Like, I love flip-flops. But I very rarely wear them out of the house. And the other day, I was going to the store. And I said, I'm just going in and going out. I don't feel like changing my shoes. I'm going to wear my flip-flops. Mind you, my feet were right. They were nice and glossy and shiny. They weren't ashy or crusty. So I had to make sure that I did a 360 look and everything was looking nice. I didn't polish my toes because I usually don't polish my toes. I don't usually wear nail polish. So they weren't polished. But I come out of the store and I'm looking at this car and I notice she's looking at my feet. And I'm looking at my... So I look down at my feet, thought something was wrong. I said, okay, everything went fine. It's just flip-flops. And I look at her and she's mean mugging me. She's got that mean face. Like, you know that face that's scrunched up like something smells? Yes. And I said, is she mean mugging my flip-flops? And I'm looking at the flip-flop. And her daughter was in the car with her. And she's looking at me smiling like, oh, God, look at my mom. And I'm looking at her. And I'm staring at my flip-flops as she's mean mugging. And I'm like, what the heck? So now she makes me a little self-conscious about wearing my flip-flops out. But I'm like, you know what? Yeah, they're my flip-flops. I'm going to wear my flip-flops if I want to. But mean mugging my flip-flops.
Oh, my goodness.
Who does that? I never mean mugging somebody's flip-flops.
Well, maybe she was thinking about something.
She was thinking about something because that face said it all. I'm like, jeez. I said, I thought I had crud on my toes or something, but no, they were right. I was like, what, lady? Boy.
Now, maybe your middle toe was longer.
It might have. Yeah, I didn't look again, you know? Like, jeez.
Oh, my goodness.
I need flip-flops in the car. I just wear my boots.
Oh, nah. I don't. You know what? I don't know. Like, flip-flops, is that the same as sandals, or is it different? You know, they have sandals, flip-flops.
There's a difference between sandals and flip-flops.
To me, your toes and your feet are open, so open shoes. Open-toe shoes or whatever. It's so many. I get myself worked up over and off of sandals, flip-flops.
Yeah, I haven't had a good pair of sandals in a while, but I like to have a pair. Like, I needed to get taught some, but her feet is big, and it's hard to get them. It's narrow, so it's hard to get them just right for her. But I did get her a pair of sandals the other day, too. But this summer's going pretty fast, and it's just been so hot.
You're right. It is going fast. And I said, I usually try to make it down to Atlantic City or to the beach at least once. At least once. But I don't know. Well, my daughter coming this weekend.
Oh.
And I can't go anywhere because, you know, they really, you know, I don't want to get one of them sick because they're not going to drive through the rain from where they're coming from.
Oh, okay.
But Other than that, yep, I'm going to be right here in this chair. Let me put my feet up.
What about this TikTok craze? Have you joined TikTok?
Oh, yeah, I'm on TikTok. I did one little skit.
Oh, I missed it. I have to check it out. I've been doing TikTok, but I'm telling you, what the TikToks I do with my granddaughter, you need to see the behind the scenes, because the TikTok looks like, oh, they looks nice. Mm-hmm. But no. The behind the scenes is like, she's yelling, she's screaming, left, right, left. No, not right, left, left, right, left. Swoop to the side, swoop to the left. And I'm like, so uncoordinated, can't get it together. No, my mom, it's left, right, left. And I'm like, let's just do it. I said, okay, I got it this time. That's what you said last time. I told her, one of them we did, I said, we need a tape behind the scenes to let them see. She turns to Mean Girl. And I'm like, she's such a perfectionist. I didn't notice about her before. If it's not perfect, if one hand's out of the place, oh, we can't even post it. So it has to be perfect.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God. She just don't know. Some of the things, like we have a chain link fence, and we took solo cups and put them in and made a sign that said, be safe. What it took to get that together was insane. She was screaming, hollering, no, you got to put it like this. You got to do it like that. And I just let her do it, because if I don't, like, she's just so demanding when it comes. It has to be perfect. I'll be like, oh, just let it. No, it has to be perfect. And I was like, oh, my goodness, this kid.
Yep. So now you know.
Yes, now I know.
So you know how to act accordingly now.
Exactly.
Yep. That's how with my kids. Okay, once I knew, we going to act accordingly.
Yeah, that you learn fast.
Yeah, I'll be like, okay, I was washing, you know, cleaning up the bathroom the other day. So my daughter had a song on, so I was dancing, and she's like, please stop. I said, I'm gonna do this for TikTok. She's like, no.
And then tag her in it.
Oh, my goodness. No. She don't want me and her. She's like, mom, don't get most of my friends, because I don't want us both to have the same friends. And because, you know, once our friends knew I was on there, they're going to be like,
that's how it is with Todd. Like, all her friends are follow me on TikTok, but I don't follow kids back. Like, I'm not even into following anybody. I just do it for fun, and I don't care about anything else. But yeah, I'm not following. She hates, like, why are they following me? She's stalking my follow list. Why are they following you? block them.
Because they know you're there, because you and Tot share the same. Like, I guess when you do your TikTok with Tot, she's tagged in it, so her friends see you.
Oh,
that's how they know. You know, that's, you know, Tot's in it. But me, I don't. It's just me and my beat. That's it.
Oh, my goodness. One little girl tagged me. I said, oh, some cute little girl just tagged me. She said, let me see. She looked at me. Oh, God, block her.
Like, oh, yep, I'll be blocking them all.
I said, oh, my goodness.
She don't want nobody.
I said, no, I need followers. Leave me alone. But that's that.
But I don't have no kids on mine. My kids are not back there with their dad now. My friend's little boys. So I won't see them until they get back home with their mama.
Oh, okay.
And they don't, and my other friend, her little girl, she's seven? Yeah, seven. And she sends me, she texts me and send me little things, little videos.
Aww.
And things like that. So that's, I gotta nice. Go. Yep, I got a FaceTimer. That's what, about as close as we're gonna get, or I'll go to the house and she can stay up on our porch and I can stay by my car and say, hey, girl.
It's like, I remember when my grandson got to use the phone for the first time, like, my number was the only number he knew. He would call me like 20 times a day. Mama, what are you doing now? Now what are you doing, mama? Mama, let's FaceTime. I'm like, oh, God. I said, mama can't get nothing done today because this kid's calling me 20 times a day. And God forbid, mama, I called, but you didn't answer. Are you okay? I'm like, oh, goodness.
You're the only one on there, so, yep.
Yeah, that's what I get.
Yeah, that's some things. So what else you been up to?
That's about it. I'm gonna have to run out in a little bit and get my appointment, get my Black Girl Magic on, see how this is gonna do. So I guess I should be leaving in a few minutes.
All right, well, I guess we'll chit-chat later on.
Yeah, we could chit-chat later on. We probably could squeeze in another episode today.
Okay. Yeah, because I didn't get to tell you some other stuff, too.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we'll definitely be back then. We'll do another episode.
All right, so we'll get ready to head on off.
Okay. Thanks, everybody, for joining and listening. And like I said, if you want to email us with suggestions or comments or criticism, you can email us at talkingwithvonandz@yahoo.com.
Have a good day.
Bye.
Bye.